So, I would like to pick your brains, I guess, a little bit, if I could. Know a lot of probably people are probably thinking, what is the common sense corner? What is it about? Well, it's really not about anything specific. It's just basically common attributes, common courtesy, common respect, common sense. Common, something normal, something that's easily understood, something that's general. Common, something that you see, something that you hear, something that you know for a fact is what it is based on your senses. A lot of times we avoid using our common sense because it will cause you to be one separate thinking, meaning you'll have to use your own brain to rationalize or come up with a solution based on what you see, hear, feel, taste. And a lot of times we as humans, especially adults, because we're set in our ways, we tend to not want to share the fact that common sense is important. We are always one to tell the young people, don't talk unless you hear kids talking, or don't talk while grown folks is talking, or something to that nature. But at the same token, a lot of times, based on what we share, what children hear shapes and molds them too. So if they never get a chance to hear what courtesy is or what common sense conversation is, they won't know how to decipher what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. I believe that children are our future, but we as adults have to push a line on how we groom them to be our future. Any attribute, good or bad, is generally passed through genetic attributes or taught through visual or through actual physical instructions or directions or observations. Common sense isn't taught in school. Common sense is not a strong suit in any educational environment that I've heard of. We're taught to be successful, but not aware of what it takes to be successful. We're taught to be smart. We're taught to be a group, how to survive and last in a group, but we're not taught how to be single life survivors. My belief is that if you're not able to control, understand, and operate self properly, you are no benefit to anyone. So the drive has to start with self, not with the group, not with your mom, not with your dad. You have to observe, you have to be willing to trust what you observe and trust that what you see is what it is. Eyes never lie, as I say. A lot of the issues with our country are based on lack of common sense. We are willing to follow ignorance, follow negativity, I won't use the word stupidity, but in my terms, in some instances, even stupidity, were willing to ride all the way off that cliff before we're willing to use our common sense and say, something just doesn't sit or seem right with this whole situation. Any situation. I'm not speaking on anything specific, but I'm pretty sure in 2020 we could all find a million trillion suggestions or instances that would fit that criteria. So, common sense is a big thing. Common sense is the basis for most and all situations needing to be solved or maintained or rectified. Common sense is being aware. Common sense is listening. Common sense is investigating. Common sense is not listening to what the next individual says or thinks is right or wrong. Common sense has to be explored to know that this is or this is not. So, think about the next time you're walking down the street and you see two or three people walking through that same do not enter sign. And you think to yourself, what is it about that do not enter sign they didn't understand? Or is it just simply as, I want to choose to go my own way, and the sheep say, he got away with it, she got away with it, I guess I can too. Not knowing that do not enter sign might very well be a life-saving sign, a precautionary sign, a sign that might be saving whoever decides to ignore its life, or take it. So, in the near future, I hope and plan to have just general moments, general thought processes, examples, scenarios of what the benefits are of having common sense, of using common sense, of needing common sense versus the lack of. Common sense can save many lives, has saved many lives, and will continue to save many lives, I'm sure. Just as simple as, I know I cannot swim. No matter what kind of pool party I'm invited to, I'm not either A, going to go, or going to find myself anywhere near a pool party environment that might put me in risk of getting pushed to the pool. So, you have to understand, to have common sense, you have to understand something. You have to understand the reality of something. You can't say, well, maybe it's not, maybe it is. It has to be a definition of yes or no. Rationality. So common sense is being able to be rational, being able to understand that this situation may want to be this and could even call for this, but what is the best response to this situation? A lot of times common sense goes out the window, especially in high tense and aggressive situations. But that's the whole difference of needing bail and not needing bail. It's all about emotion, control, rational. Rational thinking. Is this going to get me forward or backwards? So, always think before you react. Always think before you act. Reacting and acting are not the same thing. They are one to each other. Use your senses. So they call it common sense. Use your senses. Use your eyes. Use your ears. Those are the most common things you're going to digest. It's seeing something, hearing something. When it comes to your surroundings, I mean, if you're eating food or whatever, I'm sure you can use other senses of touch, and smell, and taste. But be very aware of what you see and what you hear. It will not lie to you. You may not like what you see, or you may not like what you hear. That's the whole catch. It's not about feelings. It's about simply knowing. Common sense is about knowing. So, till next time, I bid you adieu. Enjoy. Be inspired. Be enlightened.